You're listening to SBS News.
World leaders are descending upon the Cambodian capital of Phnom Penh as the Association of Southeast Asian Nations annual summit is held. The ASEAN bloc is made up of representatives from Thailand, the Philippines, Malaysia, Vietnam, Cambodia, Myanmar, Indonesia, Laos, Singapore, Brunei, and India. The Lowy Institute's director of the Southeast Asia program, Susanna Patton, says the escalating violence in Myanmar is one important issue leaders are grappling with.
It's a very difficult issue for ASEAN because ultimately the junta in Myanmar is really quite unresponsive to any form of outside pressure. So they really have ignored ASEAN's five-point consensus, which calls for dialogue between all parties, non-violence and access to all parties in Myanmar for a special representative from ASEAN. Myanmar has really ignored all of that.
Myanmar's ruling military junta seized power in 2021. ASEAN countries have prevented Myanmar from sending a political-level representative to the summits. Ms. Patton says some ASEAN member countries have criticised the organisation for not taking a firmer stance.
It makes it very difficult for ASEAN to know how to respond because they do have a norm of non-interference in each other's domestic political affairs, but they also recognise that having a problem as big as this within ASEAN causes difficulties for external partners. For example, it's very difficult for the United States or Australia to sit down at the same table as representatives from Myanmar's junta. So that creates a real dilemma for ASEAN.
The war in Ukraine, ongoing disputes in the South China Sea, pandemic recovery, regional trade and climate change are also expected to be discussed. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba is in attendance to sign the Treaty on Amity and Cooperation in Southeast Asia, or TAC. The TAC is a treaty established in 1976 that holds the principles of peaceful relations between countries in the region and was later opened to non-Asian countries willing to show support. Kong Pok from the Cambodian Ministry of Foreign Affairs explains the importance of the signing.
In these occasions, the Foreign Minister will come and then he's now in town actually to sign the TAC. Hopefully, this would be the beginning, of our journey to further strengthen our relationship and partnership in the years to come.
Ms. Patton says it's a largely symbolic gesture by the foreign minister, but significant nonetheless.
It paves the way for Ukraine to become an official partner to ASEAN, which it has also done. So I think that's quite a positive sign. Views within Southeast Asia on Russia's invasion of Ukraine are quite mixed. Some countries are more supportive of Russia than of Ukraine. So it's an important signal about ASEAN's support for territorial sovereignty, the rights of all countries, that it has invited Ukraine to attend this meeting.
The United States and the European Union are also parties to the treaty, and so is Russia since 2004. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will also take part in the summit. When asked about Ukraine's participation in the meeting, Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova says it has nothing to do with the Russian Foreign Ministry.
We are still open for negotiations with Ukraine. We have never rejected them. Of course, we are ready to conduct them, taking into account the current circumstances.
Also in attendance at ASEAN will be Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and the United States President Joe Biden. During Mr. Albanese's first summit season, the Lowy Institute's Susanna Patton says it's an important opportunity for him to meet leaders from the region face to face.
And also to really promote the new Labor government's message about partnering and listening to Southeast Asia. So I think the regional countries will be very interested to hear what Albanese has to say.
Ms. Patton says she doesn't think there will be a major focus on Taiwan at this summit.
I do think that US-China tensions over Taiwan, US-China competition, very much forms the backdrop to how Southeast Asian countries are approaching this ASEAN summit, but it's not something that's probably going to be on the formal agenda.
Human rights groups have been holding protests on the sidelines in the lead up to the summit. They've been demonstrating against widespread jailing of opposition party figures, including Cambodian-American lawyer and activist Seng Cherry.
What we hope for, an appeal to the world leaders, especially the United States President Joe Biden, who'll be attending the meeting from November 12 to 13, is to raise the issue of Ms. Seng Cherry with the royal government of Cambodia in order to push for hers and other political activists' immediate release from prison.
The ASEAN summit will continue until Sunday. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.